Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your Yarny Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, with your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live here at the Aboriginal Torres Strait Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National News Radio Service, and you can give us a call and add to the conversation by calling us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brother 014-5714-0550. And otherwise, check us out on Facebook as well, BBM 987 FM. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the deadly country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black, have your say. All right, going to catch up with our beautiful sister. We've got Shirley Hood on the line, a beautiful black female comedian. Always full of laugh, my sister. Good morning.
Good morning, Trendy Trev. How are you?
I'm well, my sister. How are you going?
Yes, good. Yeah, good. Listen, great. Haven't heard from you for ages.
Been a while. So listen, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from, sis.
Yes, hey, all the listeners out there, coming back to your live, Shirley Hood, Noongar Kurnai Gunditj Tjamara, from Perth and down Victoria. I'm in Melbourne at the moment and would like to do a big shout-out to all the black fellas listening out there today.
Brr. Too deadly, my sister. So you're down there, you're working, doing some stuff there in Melbourne? Or is that where you're based now, sis?
That's right. Well, Melbourne, we're back into getting ready for the comedy festival coming up.
Good. When's that kick-off? When's that kick-off?
No, it's working. That kicks off 25th of March.
Good.
25th of March through to April. But I have started teaching acting at Melbourne Uni.
Oh, how deadly are you?
Yes.
So who are you teaching? First Nation kids?
Not only am I a deadly comedian, but I'm actually a writer and director as well.
Okay.
And theatre teacher.
Yes.
So for any people who are out there thinking about doing theatre or getting your voice trained, have a look at Melbourne Uni, VCA, Victorian College of the Arts.
Good, good.
Yes.
So how long have you had that gig for, sis?
This is my second year now.
All right, fantastic. So what does that entail? Do you teach youngers how to perform in front of a camera?
That's right. And on stage, live.
Okay, live. Okay, beautiful.
Yes. And go through all different sorts of acting and improvisation, which is excellent.
Oh, that's deadly, sister. And so we're talking open for anybody and everybody?
Yes, anybody and everybody. It's all coming down, but if there's any mob out there who want to get their voice trained and thinking about theatre, come and step up. Melbourne Uni down in Victoria would be a great chance for you to improve and get to know the city area, as well.
Exactly. And look, and if you've got to start from somewhere, because like you can start there on stage doing little skits, so to speak, but it could open up to, the stage or on Hollywood. I mean, like, doors can open up.
That's exactly right, because you never know in this business. You could get a phone call today which will change your life.
Yes.
And so if you're prepared, and I always just think it's really important for us to have a voice.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you practice your voice, and different styles to tell our history, it's a great way to practice.
Yeah, it's a good tool to use. Tell us about the gig and how you got that gig. Did you apply for it or were you poached?
I was actually poached, which is kind of
good.
Brilliant.
Yes.
But I had to go through the long process
The application, to speak, yep.
Yes, and just to be able to be an Aboriginal person in the acting world is really, really important.
Mm.
And I also focus on, all the Aboriginal theatre people that we have around.
Yes.
Like Uncle Jack Charles, Bob Mather.
Mm. Yes.
We've had many.
Yes.
Spanning all this time. So I also bring to light all of that as well. And good. I show films like Samson and Delilah, Aboriginal films directed by Aboriginal people, yes.
So this department that you're working in, this space you're working in, it's for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander First Nation people, is it?
Well, it's for, I'm across the board.
Okay.
So I teach mainstream
good.
As well.
All right, that's beautiful.
So, yeah.
Good. So is that a 9-to-5 gig for you, Monday to Friday?
Lectures.
Okay.
Lectures, so about 3 days a week.
All right, fantastic. And so you see potential? You see we've got some good ones coming through, you reckon?
Absolutely. Now, this year we have got 4 Aboriginal students in first year.
Good.
So, and we've got 6 Aboriginal students through the whole school, which is really fantastic. So there's a bit of a movement going.
Good.
So if you've ever thought about it before out there,
yes.
Yeah, now's the time to click on. Yeah, come and see us at Melbourne Uni.
And next Ernie Dingo is coming through.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know, and it's an opportunity.
Of course
you
it
know,
is.
2020 vision.
Yes.
2020 this year, you know, we've got to have our clear vision. So
yes.
Go and do, you know, what you want to do. I mean, 2020, Kanye West was going to be president.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, which way? Yeah, still waiting. That's right. This might be the year, but
that's,
I suppose he's got to put his hat in the ring.
That's right.
He's not campaigning at the moment, so which way?
That's right. That's right.
But it's good to have dreams.
Yes, yes. And that's what you've got to. And in 2020, you may as well do it now.
Exactly.
You know?
Good on
at
you.
At the beginning, have all that go. Yeah.
So
that's the comedy world going at the moment too. So I'm doing gigs around.
Lovely.
The place as well.
Yes.
So that's always lots of fun. And now we have got, you know, lots of different things going on.
Well, for the space that you're teaching, you're lecturing at university there in Melbourne, so people are learning about acting and being on stage, but that can venture off into, comedian, motivational speaking, but just the fact of being on stage with a microphone in front of you and performing in front of a crowd of people, yes?
That's exactly right, yes. You know, and because it's just basic a voice, you know, and you've got to get started somewhere.
Exactly.
It could take you off in all sorts of directions, especially at Melbourne Uni. You can learn film as well.
Yeah.
So you could get that call, you
deadly.
Know.
Yep.
And
deadly.
That's why we've got to, like, never miss an opportunity.
No, that's
2020,
right.
Never miss an opportunity. So you may as well just get up and have your say.
Yeah.
And learn how to do it in lots of different ways. So,
well, they've got that,
you know,
they always had that ad for,
you like.
Have always,
you know?
Had that ad for Northern Territory for the for tourism, you know. You never know if you never ever go. That's what you're saying, my sister. Have a go, because you never know where it can take you. You there? Sister. Hey, Shirley Hood. I lost Shirley Hood there, Aboriginal female comedian, a deadly black woman there based in Melbourne. And she's doing work with Melbourne University and regarding lecturing for stage work, acting. So that is too deadly. And she's always live on stage as a comedian and got confidence galore. And now she's been poached to look after people who started out in stage work, career work, and fantastic doors can open up in regard to the future. So good on you, Shirley Hood, my sister. Too deadly, and this is your daily program. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, and you know it, National Talk Black. Yep, that's what it is. And we're housed at the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumber Brip Media, 9.7 FM. I just lost Shirley. I think I got it. Just to say goodbye to her. Shirley, there, sis?
Yes, I
lost you. Lost you.
Yes, buddy, I'm black.
I'm black.
See, yeah, there's more trying to cut you off. Yes.
They're trying to cut us off, but nah, we're strong, we're resilient. I'll ring the brother back.
Exactly. I think my cheek touched my bone too much. Yeah, exactly. So great to hear you, Trendy Trevor.
Yeah.
I hope everything's going on well up there.
It is all deadly up here, my sister. And of course, when you're up this way, you got to drop and see us at Bummer Bipri here, my sis.
Yes, I definitely will, because thinking of your mob, so
too deadly.
Good to hear you out there. All the best, everybody. It's 2020 vision.
Yes,
great
2020 vision.
And keep yourself laughing.
Too deadly, my sister. All the best, Shirley. You take care, sis.
Brr. Brr. 20.
All right, beautiful. Cheryl Lee Hood, yeah, saying goodbye there. And your daily program is National Talk Black. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416.
Sailing faster, pushed by the southeast wind, sailing in all its glory, eastward current turn to flow. We applaud this sailing in the southeast wind. In a night black swan, sage. This is our boat, Black Swan, sailing in the southeast wind. We are sailing faster, pushed by the southeast wind, sailing in all its glory, eastward current turn to flow. We applaud this sailing in the southeast wind.
Black Swana, that's with Uncle Seam and Dan here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation, mob, 1-800-422-416 is the number you need to call. Yana with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from the First Nation radio station here in Cairns. That's Bumabibri Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, and that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text me, 01457140550. Across the nation, and otherwise through our webpage, of course, on our Facebook page, BBM 987 FM. Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. All right, going to catch up a yarn there with Diane Kendrick, and it was her son that passed using chromium. So, look, a very important message there from Diane. I'll just check with her now. Diane, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. How are you going?
I'm well. Good to hear your voice again. We've yarned before about this very important space that needs to be fixed in regarding chromium. First of all, how are you travelling? How are you?
I'm okay.
Good. So when was it that you lost your son? Your son's name there, please, Diane.
My son, Nicholas.
Nicholas.
He passed away on November 25th, 2015. So just over 4 years ago. We lost him to this horrible thing called chroming that the kids have been doing.
So. Explain the circumstances. You weren't aware and you found him in his room. Is that right?
Yes. We had no knowledge whatsoever about chroming at all. The only thing I knew about aerosol abuse was kids were sniffing paint, aerosol paint, and that's why they locked it away. I didn't know it was any and every aerosol they could get their hands on.
Sure.
And he was doing this, and we had no idea. He was only 17 years old. Mm. And, you know, yeah, there were cans of deodorant. And we just thought, he's a teenager. He's a teenage boy having a shower in a can.
Sure.
And that wasn't the case. I went to get him for dinner one afternoon, and instead of having a beautiful, happy family dinner, it was police and everybody else here because, you know, I found him dead instead. And this shouldn't happen to any family.
Exactly.
It's sad. It's very sad at the moment that, you know, authorities can't do anything about it in any way, shape or form. It's not illegal, but we're going to push and try and get it illegal. So the police do have the power.
Sure.
Take it away. Like marijuana, they take it away. There's no fine.
So what are you suggesting, Diane? You're suggesting like a deodorant, like the roll-on ball type thing?
Yeah, well, yes. There's no need for aerosols in the community. Full stop.
Yeah, full
you
stop.
You can replace them with other items.
Okay.
And not have
that's
the
your
aerosols.
Message. Yeah, yeah, sure.
To start with. So if you're concerned that, you know, you've got a family member or a friend that might be abusing aerosols in any way, just replace them with other things.
Sure.
Keep an eye out. Have a chat with them. 100% first-time use, you will have 100% brain damage.
Exactly. Exactly. What was the relationship before you found Nicholas?
If you want that for your kids or their friends, talk to them. Let them know the dangers that first time use, you will be addicted to this.
Yeah, addiction.
And it's in our cupboards. And parents don't know. We know to lock it away from our toddlers and our babies. But we don't know about our teens. We think, you know, we've taught them right and wrong.
Yeah.
That they know that you don't misuse these products.
We're
trusting them not to misuse these products, and parents just don't know that they are.
Yeah.
So to be aware.
Diane, you there? Diane can't hear me. I'll try and get her back. That's Diane Kendrick there, and she's an advocate now for getting rid of deodorant sprays. There's got to be other ways to do it. She lost her son, Nicholas, back in 2015, and now she's an advocate in stamping out deodorant sprays. I'll try and get her back. A very important conversation. Didn't know what was going on with her son and went into his room one afternoon to get him ready for dinner. And instead of having him at the table having dinner, had the police around and forensic, and it was just full on, and she lost a child because of it. We'll try and go back and finish our conversation, but a very important message. Addiction is always the end result in regarding when you're starting that sort of stuff, when you're starting chroming, and you can chrome on anything, on paint and what have you, and it's got to be stamped out. And we need to keep eyes and ears open on our young ones and find out what's going on. She mentioned the word communication, so you need to have some conversation going on and find out what's happening with your children. I'll just try again with Diane. Diane, you there?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, lost you there, my sister. But, look, good to be talking. Very important message there. And so you're pushing to stamp it out or get rid of deodorants as such, and there are other ways that we can use these so-called chemicals, yes?
Absolutely. You can use other products instead. You can use natural products. You don't need to have any of these chemicals in your house in any way, shape or form. But if we can bring in laws that, you know, the authorities actually have the power to take it away. So if they see the kids doing it, they can take it away. They can inform the parents.
Because we
didn't know. And if my child had been doing this in the park and been caught, we would have then been informed.
Exactly.
And the dangers. And then we can, you know, if it is an addiction, we can then get them help.
Sure. So authorities got to do their bit as well, because you were naive to the fact that Nicholas was chroming and you only found out when you found him in his room deceased.
Yeah.
So authorities should be informing the parents, hey, just let you know, we picked your child up here and they've been and chroming, so you need to act on this sort of thing.
Yeah.
They've got to communicate with the parents, yes, very important.
That's what we want to do because, you know, the kids are going out together and we're trusting that they're in a good group of kids
exactly.
and that they're not going to be doing this. The kids are kids.
Yes.
They're going to drink before they're 18. They're going to try having a cigarette. I'm not saying every child's going to try this or every child's going to try to drink or try to smoke. I'm just saying that there are kids that do and the parents aren't aware, and we're believing that they're out with their group of friends, not up to any mischief, just doing the right thing.
Sure.
And it's not until, you know, they do get caught, and this is when we need the community to come back. It takes a village to raise a child.
It does.
So we need the village to come together and say to these kids, hey, You know what's happening here? You know what you're doing to yourself?
I'm going
to call your parents.
Exactly.
I'm going to let your parents know.
Yes.
And that's what we need to
And make that phone call or put on, you know, get in touch with the parents. We need to, like I said, the village, we all need to come together, get it together, together.
For everything. For everything there is. Like I said, it takes a village to raise a child, and we're losing too many of our children.
We are. Yeah.
So, you know, we need to bring back the village and have the village say also to our children what they're doing is wrong and guide them down a safe road to get them to be mature adults that are responsible and respectful.
Yes.
And then they can be the next generation of raising the village.
Exactly. Diane, who are you working with in regarding what department or what political party? Who's in support? Who's in the same boat as you?
At the moment, it's very hard to get support anywhere from anyone about it. They're more interested in knowing what the Indigenous population is on doing this. And this is not an Indigenous thing. This is not an Indigenous issue.
No.
Indigenous didn't have aerosols. Like
Hello.
You.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
You know, we brought the aerosols. So it's not. It's everybody's issue. Mm. It's race, colour, creed.
It's just an item that our kids are using to get high, so to speak. And look... Mm-hmm. You can be high on life without any substances.
Absolutely, and that's what the village needs to bring back to these kids.
Yeah.
Giving them activities that make them part of the village and bring them all together in a safe environment.
Yes.
And raise them to be productive adults. Because
yes.
This is ridiculous. We need to save these children in every way we can because we need them.
Exactly.
Absolutely need them.
So we need that you communication know? With our children. We need a communication from the authorities. When our kids are doing this sort of stuff, we need to put the message out there. And also government need to act in regarding stamping out deodorant sprays.
Well, that's it. Absolutely. And even if they can just give the power to the police to be able to confiscate it,
exactly.
And then contact the parents and say, look, we've just picked your child up with this.
Yes.
Are you aware of the dangers? And be able to give them a leaflet. And then give them the support because if it is an addiction with this child, they then need the support to break that addiction with it. So it's not just a case of little Johnny's done a bad thing, here's mummy and daddy, you deal with it. They also need more out there in the community to support them to get them through the addiction, to get them help. And the medical help that they're going to need with this because of how dangerous it is. It's not just the mental issues it causes from the brain injury you then get. It's lungs, it's liver, it's kidneys.
All the above,
it's tissue damage. So, you know, you need to bring in medical staff then to help in fixing all those issues they then have with it. So...
Well, our support is here, and that's why we're having this conversation, my sister. It's very important, and we're using this as another string to the bow, a vehicle in regarding making people aware and to all that. There's somebody out there who's going through this right now, knowing what's going on, or know what can they do or act on it. And I thank you for your conversation. And Nicholas is with us in spirit, isn't he?
Absolutely. He walks in my steps every single day and he's out there. He doesn't want to be known as, this is the kid that died from crying. This is the kid that's going to tell the world, mate, I was stupid.
Yeah.
Don't be me.
Exactly.
Don't let this happen to your family.
Beautiful.
And get the awareness out there. Get the community backing with everybody, with these kids and letting everybody know that this stuff will kill you first time.
Yes, good message. Diane, thank you very much, my sister. All the best. Love to you and your family.
Love to you, mate. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Diane Kendrick, her name is, and is an advocate in stamping out chromium. Needs to stop, and our kids are dying because of it. And if you need help, then reach out for the help. The help is there. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. Yarnum with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, and live at the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Radio Station here in Cairns. BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the country thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service.
Feel the punishment hit before God's judgment. I present and represent heaven sent out in the black night. So God, I ain't a coward. I challenge on how I'd hop, how I'd scatter crowds. Boom, blow. Your political morals ain't for the grassroots style. People
people in power. Look at the Centrelink aisle, overcrowded with Australian unemployed people. Our leaders are the civil chief, derived from medieval. It's unbelievable, living civil under the liberal. Killer aboriginal, make us invisible. Turn me to the wild pit, bull spawn rebel. I battle with the devil and my spirit never settle. I fight in a war where I don't receive metal. Pop the top of the kettle, melt down the heavy metal. Shake the system and rattle up the radical battle. When I travel, I trample down storm walls to rubble. I'm racing in the rat race, picking up the pace. Paper chase pathway, find a way to escape. To be free, be me, naturally the ace. Boom, boom, give me boom, I'm resuming the speed. I'm racing in the rat race, picking up the pace. Paper chase pathway, find a way to escape. Be free, be me, naturally the ace. Boom, boom, give me boom, I'm resuming the speed. Seriously, I rock the MIC, furiously. I got two kitties and my dogs and myself to feed. I need money, not charity, I do God's deed. Boss rap style, E, I'll be the guillotine. I cut neck, boy, bad jack, intellect. Then we go up on hip hop, break dance, and graffiti blow up. The BM in the AM4, kidding for deceiving my people. With the preaching of the heathen, my culture kicks ass. Check it out, it's intriguing. I'm digging this indigenous universe. I'm seeing, always seeking and believing. I'll be put here for a reason. Acknowledging the dreaming and the globalized system. Racism, terrorism, holy wars in Jerusalem. Everyone got a gun. I run to go for protection. I'm the one with the most hold on the election. With deception and lie, that medicine prescription. Fabricated and disguised like materialism. I got vision, intuition about my next situation. With faith and patience, put heads on radio station. Solid representation on the nation, engraving and taste. The amazingly blazing protest in the demonstration. Shaking population, making waves of vibration. Raising hella elevation, chasing more stimulation. Praise God for creation, raising in this rat race. Raising in the rat race, picking up the pace. Raising in the rat race, raising way to escape. Be free, be me, be the haze. Boom, boom, let me boom, I don't give no haze. I get lifted, myself, yeah. What up, Sean? Kinda fat. Back to my cultural practice with access to open doors of blacks and Anglo-Saxon back with action assassin mastered my passion. I smack them and fool them with illusions, compassionate and analysts I select to protect. If I project my prayer to the sky, to my God Allah, one fire on the side jar, Rasta Goganja, we're off the puff, the bit a lot, the jitter, I'm an open seminar. Have you got the stamina to handle the unseen presences in my perimeter? Diminish the miniature, hate a feature, a feature. Transform into a creature with sharp teeth. Just spit you out of my rhyme. Every time I defeat your guy, mythical reaper and the hell gatekeeper. Why I keep strong, body, flesh and bone. My spirit free to roam, the place is unknown. I'm racing in the rat race, picking up the pace. Paper chase pathway, find a way to escape. Be free, be me, naturally the ace. Boom, boom, give me room, I'm resuming the space. Racing in the rat race, picking up the pace. Paper chase pathway, find a way to escape. Be free, be me, naturally the ace. Boom, boom, give me room, I'm resuming the space. Boom, boom.
Hey, what you doing, your mob? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Makaran! Give us a call, 1-800-422-416, that deadly number for National Talk Black. Have your say. Yana with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Coming to you live from the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, Far North Queensland. That's BBM Bumblebrick Media, 19.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Just Radio Service. So give us a call, 1-800-422-416. All right, other yarns we've got going. We've got messages here from all the mob out there wishing everybody a deadly day. A very good morning, Yari mob over there, Yarrabo mob. Thank you very much. And also to all our First Nation radio stations around the country, Deadly Network it is, and a voice for our people. A message here from, media release there with the Channel 9 News and talking about Peter Fitzsimmons. We all know Peter. That's the brother or the lad with the red bandana, and he's an AM and Australian author, journal, radio, television presenter, and he's former national representative rugby union player, and you always see him. Well, he's the partner to Lisa Wilkinson, who was with Channel 9 but now with Channel 10. Well, he states, his message is, get nicked. Peter Fitzsimmons blasts angry white man over Latrell Mitchell spot. Critics of Latrell Mitchell's appearance with the Aboriginal flag in an NRL ad can get nicked. Leading sports pundit Peter Fitzsimmons says, likening the superstar to baseball icon Jackie Robinson, Mitchell has again copped racial charge backlash due to the appearance in the new Simply the Best campaign for season 2020. While the Rabbitohs superstar's role was branded divisive, Fitzsimmons said it was a significant moment for the promotion of Indigenous identity. He compared the Mitchell's impact on public discourse to what happened with Robinson, who overcame entrenched racism to become the first African-American man to play in the Major League Baseball. And that image of Latrell Mitchell wearing the flag, somebody made it the point to him that without Jackie Robinson, who was the first black American baseball in major leagues, there was no Barack Obama. Fitzsimmons said in Sports Sunday, it was a sport that was the forefront 50 years before Barack Obama. This man called Jackie Robinson breaks all the barriers, plays major league baseball, and he's not only good, he's great. So that's the message there from Fitzsimmons. He says, get nicked to all the white men, angry white men who are against the ad. Latrell Mitchell, but he'll speak strong, loud, as he does, and he'll do it on the football field. So do add to the conversation. Jan Upstrong here on your daily program. 1-800-422-416 is the number for National Talk Black. Add to the conversation. We're going to catch up. Have a now, yeah? Actually, we've got a caller online. We've got someone online. Someone, good morning.
What are you doing? Well, I'm just fixing away for that. What you just read out?
Are you you texting that? Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I'm on social media now.
So I'm reading that story out and you're texting it, and then you, and here we are talking on radio, National Talk Black, too deadly.
I can't tell you what I was going to say, but first off, I'm going to ask, you haven't got all the toilet paper around there, brother?
Nah, nothing, brother. I'm just using serviette at the moment. That's too funny. And it's going chaos, isn't it, about toilet paper, isn't it, brother?
Oh, that's my thing.
Yeah, you see it on YouTube? Made the news.
Well, it might be a message there for the Sligog, is there? There's a market there.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right.
Anyway, brother, on that laptop, Mitchell, I said there, you know, they said they're having a go at him. It's divisive. Now, I was texting, I said, if you look at the Union Jack, the only four white people that represent us, the Welsh, Scottish, Irish, and English. What about the white Russian? White South African, and they're not there. And the old European mob, all the white mob, they're not in that flag. Even the Mediterranean or the Middle Eastern mob, they say we're all Australian. And one of the things, brother, was coming up three times a year, we have what they call state of origin. We have a different flag, people of different colors.
Yep.
And then all the white fellows and the black fellows have in New South Wales get together in the Queensland and most of black women and whites to get together. And it's the only time, three times each year, we're allowed to be, let's call it race, to have our prejudice. And the newspaper, the media, they give it a beat up. And they like, they sometimes describe it as war, brother. And at the end of the day, it's all in good. We have a school of,
yes,
but it's all good, brother.
All in good fun. All in good fun, brother.
Yeah, brother. And each state they have different flags. Every state has different flags, and at the end of the day, we're still good. And I think if we're gonna, I mean, Canada has a maple leaf. I'm not too sure, and the Kiwis have the silver fern. I'm not too sure, but nothing wrong with having something like maybe, but
something to cheer for, brother. Something to cheer for.
Yeah, something that says Australia, because there's a lot of white people that are in that flag, but only the British mob are in that flag. Not the white Europeans or the white Russians or the white South Africans, the Mediterraneans and all them. There's a lot of people that are in that flag. But if we do have a kangaroo and a emu, they might still have a go. That's what we eat. We eat that. And, brother, just before, I want to say, I had a... Our Ludwig,
yep.
And he was talking about, hey, it's interesting listening to him talking, and he said the proper pronunciation was Gangu, I think, with the G-A.
Yes.
And, even though it starts with a K, and the same way, brother, I went out to Kakadu, but old Bill Nagy, old fellow out there, got to meet him when we were out there, and it's the proper little cat gagged you. And I was thinking maybe the KA words are pronounced that way, brother.
Mm.
Yeah, good to get to the Harold talking.
Yes.
But on that flag, brother, we already have a flag that's it doesn't represent everybody. Just only the four British people. It doesn't represent everybody anyway, brother.
Well, exactly.
And each year, we have a different flag. We're still united, brother. I mean, we have all the different states. We're still united.
We're still united. Yeah, good point. Good point.
Thank you, brother.
Oh, my brother. Thank you very much, Selwyn. Selwyn, regular caller here on your daily program, National Talk Black. It's 11:41, so you're about 19 minutes on the program here. Have your say, Yana Strong. We can converse about the topics that we've been yarning about. Otherwise, you can start a new one, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black, housed at the Aboriginal Torres Strait Radio Station here in Cairns. BBM Bumba Rip Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National Digital Radio Service. And you are Yana with the Bully on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry.
My people, Aboriginal people, don't forget what we're fighting for. We Aboriginal people of this land. Custodians, my people, my
My people, that's Chris Phillips here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Give me a call, 1-800-422-416. Going to catch up now with Sylvie on the line. Sylvie, good morning, sister.
Kaya Kwab Katala Nunukut. That's getting better with the language. Greetings to all of you.
Beautiful. How are you? How are you travelling, my sister?
I'm making sure I stay healthy. You know, the words we talk about, trying to get an Aboriginal community garden going, which is really our ancient forests and how we always cared for the land.
Yep.
Trying to make sure I get my fruits in a bottle from the eastern states, and I'm eating kangaroo meat, even though I prefer to be vegetarian, but it makes a huge difference to how strong my muscles are. And we have to collect water, and we're watering the native plants where we live, even though there's been hardly any rain and the ground is really dry and hard.
Yep.
What I did phone last week and you were too busy about is we have all this knowledge here. These people who've come to this country have always had that knowledge. It's in that book, in the book that Bruce Pascoe wrote. He did it all on the invaders, settler research.
Mm-hmm.
We call their records.
Yep.
They have all this knowledge of the clever way in which this country was always managed, and they've seen how generous our people were. The first people that came here were given shelter and food and place to stay in water, but they weren't expected to stay and kill people. They have all this knowledge, so why do they carry on in the same colonial routine?
Sure. The superior race. That's what it is.
When I was studying at Murdoch University, there was a word that I learned called H-E-G-E-M-O-N-Y, hegemony or hegemony. And it's about what is familiar is more easy to cope with, even if it's harmful to us, and that's the people voting in the self-privileging fascist all the time, rather than the other politicians who care about the land and care about people. We always get those other ones. They get into positions of authority and carrying on denying climate change and carry on wrecking everything and spending money on their own social agendas and their own climate change causing agendas all over and over again. You know, so, but the, it's about what's familiar is security.
Mm. And it's but the other thing is to take on board is if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If it's worked and it's worked for 60,000 years, it must be a good thing.
I can't believe that the people came from polluted Victorian England where they had children working in coal mines at 8 years old with canaries to kind of cope with the terrible air conditions, the diseases they had, the poverty they had in those days, and they came to this beautiful, sustainable culture here, the generosity, the humanity, and the, you know, they were watching themselves killing the environment all around them, and they carried on doing the same thing over here.
It's
incredible to believe that they could be so arrogant and so stupid. You know, if they just listened, you know, they taught. I was taught at school, travel broadens your mind.
Yes.
You know, well, excuse me, the ones that came here didn't broaden their minds. They just came with the same horrific problems and spread those problems.
Just move the problems from one big country to another.
You know, and it's just how, you know, but that's not all of Europe, and that's not all. But the ones that, they have a real problem of being really educated, and that's what worries me about our schooling system. This way in which they institutionalize with language, the languages that are used, and what's taught. I picked up an old social studies book at Mission Australia the other day, and it said, well, Australia through the time, and it commenced 1938.
Exactly.
But this is what's in the classroom, though, when children, you know, and children...
Got to change the curriculum. Got to change it.
Yes.
Change with the times.
Absolutely. You know, Mother Earth needs Aboriginal people's ways of being and doing. Absolutely.
Very much so.
The whole world needs it. The people overseas blowing up other people's bombs and cars and buses, and they have such a huge anger pain inside them. All they know is violence to get their own way. You know, there's so, the world needs the clever, you know?
Yes.
The world absolutely needs the ways in which Aboriginal people have survived since the invasion, and it is an invasion. It was never terra nullius. You know,
exactly,
it was never ever. If you lie about a country, you'll know you're doing the wrong thing to that
straight
country.
Straight up.
You don't have to. If you're doing the right thing, you don't have to lie, do you?
Well, exactly. If you're talking forked tongue, then you must be doing wrong.
Well, there we are. That's those politicians again, isn't it? They get in on lies.
There lays the conversation. So true.
But with you know, it's just horrifying to see it. You know, our immune system, which is what we had, this fantastic healthy immune system with all our traditional foods and lifestyle, we didn't have those horrors for teenagers. We had the rites of passage where they're out there, as the lady said before, in the village community.
Yes.
They were out there with, you know, the boys went off with the men and the women went, you know, men's business. And
exactly, women's business. That's right, exactly.
Yes.
And there's the empowerment and there's the pathways, a good pathway at that you're walking upon, by the female or male.
Yes.
With those groups, groups, exactly.
And your accountability and responsibility and autonomy, you know, and to care for everything, you know, and the knowledge.
It all comes into play, doesn't it?
Well, when you learn, it's, you know, when you learn the language, Trevor, and the people translate the language into the non-Aboriginal words, it takes a poem. It takes a healing poem to try and transfer the spirituality, the absolute that was here in the land, you know, and the people and the ways in which everyone was connected so together with the land and people and the air and the water and the animals and that respect for absolute everything. It's just absolutely beautiful and so amazing. You know, when you when I'm learning the language and to see. People didn't fly in the sky, they walked in the sky.
Exactly. Connection to country right there.
Absolutely. Mm. You know, and it takes, some people can't hear it. And that's the horror of the colonial language, which is very, put everything into a discrete box. You know, you think, they called it a field, but nothing's outside of that box. And there's no lateral thinking. Everything's according to that very tunnel-visioned perspective on how things are done.
Exactly. You make it sound so simple, my sister, you really do, but people just lose the simpleness, the common sense, the spiritual side of things, yes.
Well, the spiritual side is our immune system. That's our health. That's our healthy well-being. That's those lovely shiny eyes that children have and dancing to the music from the health of life.
From the inside out. Yep, from the inside out. My sister, good yarn with you as always. I've got to keep moving, but we'll talk soon. All the best, Sylvia.
All the best to all of you, and thank you very, very much to all of you and everybody for the way in which you all contribute to a better world for everybody.
Thanks, Sylvia. Beautiful yarn. Sylvia Cullen from WA. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. You too can do the same. It's 1-800-422-416. Got about 8 minutes left on the program. Give me a call before we go to the news. You're up too deadly. Journey of Love. That's Ron Naden here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. And yarn up with the bully run, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Going to catch up now with Barry Hunter. Barry, good morning. How are you?
Trendy Trev, how are you, my brother?
I'm good, my brother. First of all, let the mob know. Barry, who you mob? Where you from?
Yeah, so Trevor, I'm up here from Jabbergoy Country up in Cranda.
Yes. Yeah. The village in the rainforest, my brother. Rainforest people.
Yeah.
Too deadly, brother. What you want to yarn about, Barry? What space you in at the moment?
Yeah, so we did that the climate change conference at Jabbergoy Cultural Park on Friday.
Okay, and how'd that go, brother?
Yeah, there was a good turnout there, and it was interesting hearing different perspectives from... so there was in the room represented from business... the industry sector, like tourism, obviously, you know, like we're a big tourism industry in the
area. Back up this way, yep.
But also the agriculture, so cane farmers, And there were traditional owners in the room, myself and others, but also a lot of government, local government and state government as well.
And all people were open-minded to the conversations, bro?
Yeah. Look, I think there's a general acceptance there that you know, like what we're seeing in terms of weather events is as a result of climate change. So it was more around, you know, sort of the tire hitting the road and where we go with actions towards addressing some of those big issues that we see and will be confronted with in the future.
Any politicians at the table?
No. This was more about these community sector groups. And look, we make up the community here in North Queensland in this beautiful region.
Yep.
And we've got two World Heritages areas that will be affected, you know, like with the reef and the wet tropics as well.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's a very important space that we all need to be working in to protect Mother Earth, brother.
Yeah. Look, there were some really interesting things, you know, that come out. For instance, a researcher was talking about how when we get the dry season up north here and we're driving around Cairns in the mornings and we look up on the hills and we see all those cloud cover on the mountains. But when we see that, that type of forest is actually gathering like 30% of its water intake during that time of the year from the, what they call cloud harvest.
Yep.
So that may change as a result of climate change. So what would happen to all those, not only the trees and rainforests that live in those areas, but what would happen to the animals? You know, like there's a lot of animals that rely on those.
So it's important that we have the cloud harvest with us. Very important.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
if we lose it, then as well as the flora and fauna, the animals are affected as well, is what you're saying, brother.
That's exactly what they were saying. So there's some real major implications there. And being able to... So we're not talking about, you know, like there's some direct things that we can do on the ground, but it's about having our governments at all levels supporting and reacting and addressing this thing that we call climate change. And a lot of people can get lost in the debate, you know, because there's parts with these people talk about what carbon is and, you know, what action they can take directly. There's a number of things, you know, and it's not about shutting down coal mines tomorrow. Look, that's not the direct answer.
Look, it's a very important conversation. I want to have you in my right pocket, my brother. I'm going to be yarning with you constantly about this topic. I've got to go to the news, my cuss, but we'll talk soon, eh, Barry?
Yeah, okay. Next
year, sir. To you, later, brother. Barry Hunter, yarning up strong here on National Talk Black. Got the news coming up soon, you mob. Otherwise, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and thank you for your company. Too deadly. Pobla, pobla, me. Pobla, pobla, me. Pobla, pobla mi, 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 pobla, pobla mi. Sit down in my country. I sit down. Pobla, pobla mi. Pobla, pobla mi. Pobla, pobla mi. Pobla, pobla mi. Guardia, come along. He no listen to our song. Build a brand new home. Pobla, pobla mi. Pobla, pobla mi. Pobla, pobla mi. Pobla, pobla mi. Thank you.
popola, popola me. Popola, popola me. Popola, popola me. Popola, popola me. They give us social security. That's to give us CDP. Government say he good now. They trick us with their money. Pobola, pobola me. Pobola, pobola me. Pobola, pobola me. Pobola, pobola me. Sit down on the ground. I mind my own business. I mind my own way. Pobola, pobola me. 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 Pobola, me, black, wala, wada, yao.